Topic 3. Benchmark key terms. Group 4. American expansion and World War I. Hi, I'm Jennifer, and I'm here to help you review your key terms for this topic. Isolationism. Isolationism is a foreign policy approach where a country seeks to minimize its involvement in international affairs, particularly in conflicts. In American history, this term is often associated with the period between World War I and World War II, the Espionage Act. The Espionage Act of 1917 was a law passed during World War I that made it a crime to interfere with military operations or support enemies of the U.S. It aimed to prevent spying and sabotage, but was also used to suppress dissent. Sedition Act. The Sedition Act of 1918 expanded the Espionage Act, making it illegal to speak or publish anything deemed disloyal or abusive about the U.S. government, flag, or military. This act was controversial and led to numerous arrests for anti-war sentiments. Selective Service Act. The Selective Service Act of 1917 authorized the U.S. government to draft soldiers into the military for World War I. It required men of certain ages to register for military service, significantly expanding the armed forces. War Industries Board. The War Industries Board was an agency established during World War I to coordinate the production of war materials. It aimed to ensure that factories produced the necessary supplies efficiently and in large quantities. War bonds. War bonds are debt securities issued by a government to finance military operations during times of war. In the U.S., the sale of war bonds during World War I and World War II helped raise funds and encourage patriotism. Committee on Public Information. The Committee on Public Information was a government agency created during World War I to promote the war effort and shape public opinion. It used propaganda, including posters and films, to encourage support for the war. Self-determination. Self-determination is the principle that peoples have the right to determine their own political status and govern themselves. This idea gained prominence after World War I, particularly in the context of the Treaty of Versailles. Demilitarized zone. A demilitarized zone is an area in which military forces are prohibited or restricted, often established to reduce tension between opposing sides. Following various conflicts, such zones have been created to maintain peace and security. Reparations. Reparations are payments made by a country to compensate for damages caused during a conflict. After World War I, Germany was required to pay significant reparations as part of the Treaty of Versailles. League of Nations. The League of Nations was an international organization established after World War I to promote peace and cooperation among countries. Although it aimed to prevent future conflicts, it ultimately failed to stop the outbreak of World War II. Once again, I'm Jennifer. Study smart and good luck on your test. See you next time.